ओम शांति। सो आवर एम हैज बीन टू बी इक्वल टू ब्रह्म बाबा, परफेक्ट, ऑल वर्च्यूस, कंप्लीटली वाइसलेस, मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम एंड कर्मातीत। रशियन ट्रांसलेशन नॉट प्रॉपर? व्हाट अबाउट तमिल? ओके, सो अवर एम इज टू रीच कर्मातीत स्टेज। Now, what is karmatit stage? Karmatit stage is not getting? No Russian. What about Tamil? Tamil you are getting? Achha bhai, kaun hai translation ke liye? Dono ko nahi milta hai, Russian aur Tamil ko. ओके, तमिल ओके, रशियन। सो व्हाट वी नीड टू डू इज फर्स्ट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज कर्मातीत स्टेज एंड टुडे इन ब्लेसिंग आल्सो बाबा मेड इट क्लियर द वन हु इज कर्मातीत इज कंप्लीटली free or liberated from all bondages. Now what all bondages we had in Kali Yuga? First and foremost the body of bondage of body, because now if the body is sick, naturally if there is a bondage or attachment to body, we are thinking about the body. And the pain will pull our intellect and we will not be able to meditate. If the body is sick, we can't do service. If the body is not well, we are not happy. So that's bondage, no? When it means whatever I want to do, I can't do it because of my bondage. So I had to see that this body is not pulling my intellect and not cooperating with me in whatever I want to do. Secondly, the bondage of friends and relatives. Because when somebody is single, especially in the Western country, there is a bondage of friends. Means peer pressure, we call it. That everybody wants to do whatever their friends are doing. If somebody is doing something different, then the friends will laugh and joke and criticize and... So people want to do whatever their friends are doing, follow the crowd. In India, as we see the history right from beginning, sisters had bondage, especially Kumaris had bondage from parents, and the wives had bondage from husband who didn't want them to follow Brahman lifestyle. Because if Kumari said, no, I don't want to get married because I'm Brahma Kumari, they didn't like it, parents. If they said, no, I want to eat only vegetarian food cooked by me, family will not like. If the wife says, oh, I don't want to go to movies and all, the husband will not like. So this is the bondage of family. That family does not allow you to take jnana or do yoga or do service or do dharana. Then there can be the bondage of body consciousness, our old sanskar, especially body consciousness, will lead to all impure sanskars. So bondage of sanskars. Then there can be bondage of our material possessions or materialistic world. Because, if we are not having total disinterest for the old world, there is so much show and pomp of material things. So the intellect is pulled by all those material objects. So there can be the bondage of material things or possessions, Because we start taking support of car. One day car is not there. How unhappy we are. So though we say we are free, we are independent, we depend so much on material things. Whether it's a car, whether it's a comfort, Because some people say, I can sleep only in my bed. I can't sleep in any other bed. Or I want this type of pillow only. Or I like to have this sort of a chair only. So it's a bondage of material objects. We become dependent. So wherever there is dependency, it's a bondage. So mainly the bondage, subtle bondage is sanskar, old sanskar, impure sanskar. Because that takes a long time to overcome old habits, sanskar, personality, nature. Sometimes people are used to wake up late in the morning. They say, I can keep awake late night, but don't ask me to wake up at Amratvela. No, I can't do it. So it's old habits. Food habits, sleep habits. So that's where we had to see. We are not bound by that old habits or sanskar, which doesn't allow us to have good yoga or service or dharana. Some people have bondage of gurus. They are so much devoted to gurus that whatever guru said is right. So they take such a long time to really accept Baba's new jnana. Because they think if they renounce their guru, we will have problem. Because they always praise in bhakti guru, that guru will only liberate you. And recently I had one mother. Her son is a devotee of Asharam. And there are many scandals of Asharam Bapu. He's already in jail because he used to have sexual relationship with many of his devotees, young ladies. So somebody filed the case and he's already in jail for last 2-3 months. But still, our son is still devoted to him. So he can't, mother is in jnana for so many years, about 10 years. But the son doesn't accept jnana, is cooperative to mother, but he's still devoted to that guru. Some have, bondage of bhakti. So they have been doing bhakti of one deity or another. Or it may be Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, or deities. So they can't accept Shiv Baba. They think that they are the ultimate God. So for them it's very difficult to understand Shiv Baba or accept Shiv Baba's teaching. And the bondage of science. Because those who are scientists, as Baba was saying, for them it is so difficult to accept Jnana, because they say, if we see God, then we will believe. Because they do experiment and see the change and then they believe. So even in Jnana they say, unless we see Shiv Baba, how can we believe there is something like Shiv Baba? And that's why they are doing all experiment to see the soul. They say, let us see if we can see the soul leaving the body. They can't see the soul entering the body, but dying person, they try to have experiments in a glass case so that they can see if the soul is leaving the body. So scientists, know they find it very difficult to accept Jnana. And limited intellect. Because the limited intellect, rather than saying Baba, 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 will say I, my. My center, my student, my service, rather than Baba's service. So if there is that limited intellect, and any desire, Baba was today morning saying, if you have any selfish desire, whether in relationship or in limited desire in service. So whether it is laukik relation or alaukik, that's what Baba was saying today. In laukik relations, if you are selfish relationship, because you are receiving something from them, that's where attachment happens, no? Because we get so much support from laukik. So when we are taking that support, and naturally that is the selfish desire that, yeah, they have been helping me, they have been loving me, they have been appreciating me. So naturally there is that selfish desire in laukik or alaukik. Because alaukik also, if the teacher is nice to the students, because naturally what happens when the students are new, the teachers pamper them, give them love and so much dholi and all favor and all. But when they become old in young, naturally the new babies will get more attention, like mother will give attention to newborn child rather than old child. So then they have jealousy that, now teacher is no more giving me any attention or love or respect. So they leave Jnana. So that's where there is selfish desire. In alaukik relationship also can be. Some students are nice or very helpful, then teachers start sometimes depending on student, and students start depending on teacher. So attachment can be not only in laukik relationship, but in alaukik relationship. And so whenever there is attachment, we are taking support and we start being dependent on them. And that becomes a bondage. So that's where we have to see that we don't have those bondages. And finally the bondage of karmic account. So still we have karmic account with someone, because especially we find partner's relationship. Sometimes one partner is torturing other partner and giving hard time. But until their karmic accounts are there, that partner is not going to separate or divorce each other. And so there is karmic account which is also a bondage, that it doesn't allow the soul to be free. So that's where Baba was saying you should be free from everything once you are having that liberation or freedom. Naturally, you are able to help them. And so karmic bondage also can be in the same, in that sense that, many times we expect the fruit of our karma. If I have given somebody something, I expect that they should be giving them me in return something. And then what happens is, if I'm not getting return, because I got desire and I'm not getting return, then I get upset. What's the point? I'm helping them so much, they're not appreciating my help, or they're not helping me. Forget about doing any, even Baba's service, sometimes they say, nobody appreciates me, why am I going to do the service? They never say, oh, you have done good job. They always say, oh, you are hopeless, you have done this wrong, you have done this wrong. No, I'm not going to do any service, I'm not going to help them. So there is a desire to receive the immediate fruit of what we are doing. And if we are not receiving, then we get frustrated, disheartened, upset about it. So getting affected by seeing the result of our action, it influences our stage. So that's where we have to see that any activity should not upset us. If we are in that stage of karmatit, the situation, people, their activity will not affect me, and whatever happens, we remain stable and unshakable. We remain observer and detached. Because if there is any attachment or any desire, we'll get upset. So now what should be our effort at the moment to reach that stage? Our aim should be, whilst we are listening the knowledge, we have to try to remain bodiless and detached. And keep on doing service until the end. As we see, Brahma Baba, Mama was so sick in the end, but even on the last day, she didn't miss to give out the bhog to all Brahmins. Because it was Thursday, and she gave bhog to everybody in the afternoon. Because in those days, bhog was offered at lunchtime. Because nobody was working. So, in those days, bhog were offered in the morning. So, keep on doing service. Brahma Baba also, 18th evening class he gave. before he left the body. Only he missed 18 morning murli, but 18 evening he tried to make up. So we have to remain having consciousness of being instrument. Then it's easy to remain detached. Because if I have that awareness, I'm doing, then I get attached to whatever I'm doing. But if it is I'm just instrument, Baba Karavanhar, then I will not be thinking I'm responsible and be heavy. And we have to learn how to give full stop to the past. Because otherwise I'll have waste thought. I'll waste my time, thoughts, energy, everything. And once I have this habit of giving full stop, I can remain detached. Otherwise I'll be thinking all the time, what happened, why happened, how happened, etc. Full stop, finished, no waste. So use your body to do activities. And keep in mind that nothing is pulling our intellect, because it can be people who we are working may pull our mind and say, oh, what they are and why they are doing like this, and they should not be doing like this, they should be doing like that. So waste thought, and we get influenced by their sanskar and activity. And have the intoxication. Intoxication of who am I? Whose child I am? Whose student I am? What am I going to become in future? Always keep our destination in our mind. Because, many times we forget that my aim is to become complete, viceless, all virtuous. So that aim, object of being Lakshmi Narayan or deity or angel or Karmatit should not be forgotten. And we should be really, every time whatever is happening, we have to be, whatever we are doing, or whatever is happening, we have to realize it's the result of my karma. And what karma I am doing, what will be its result, we have to keep in mind. Because sometimes we are very much obsessive and we do something because of old habits or sanskar. So we have to pay attention, we are not creating any more karmic bondage. We have enough burden of sinful karma. If we are still performing more sinful karma, then naturally we will have to spend more time to absolve those karma. And we should always be double light. Because when we are bodiless or soul conscious, naturally we are light. The soul is very light. Body is heavy. And when we have cleared our karmic account, we will be naturally light. So if we are light, we can be flying in Baba's remembrance. And Baba's remembrance can help us to absolve our past karma. It can help us to have that inner strength to do whatever we want to do. No, because sometimes we have no courage to break our bondage. You say, I don't like this, but I'm helpless. So this is lack of our power. And that's where as much as we are jnani and yogi, we will be able to break our bondage. Otherwise, we keep on complaining, oh, this is wrong, I should not do this, somebody should not be putting so much pressure on me, etc. But we are not able to overcome it. So I had to die alive from my old sanskar habits, desires, everything. Because once I have awareness, I am a Brahman. Naturally, it will be easy for me to follow Brahman maryadas. Otherwise, what happens? We say, oh, I'm used to this thing. And we carry on our dependency. Oh, I can't do without this. I'm so much used to do it in this way. And we have to conquer our sense organs. Because they are the ones who deceive us a lot. No, eyes get pulled by beautiful people or seen or have that desire to go on the beach or mountain. So when I see something nice, we say, oh, let me eat this, it's nice food, or if the nose smells nice food, there's a desire, oh, I must eat it. So this sense organs deceive us a lot. And on the basis of that, we may perform vikarma. So that's where we have to see. So we have to go beyond all limitations. Because when there is limitation, I and mine come. Baba, 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 just as Baba is unlimited. In the same way, we may have unlimited consciousness. And the first lesson should be pakka. Be soul conscious, have three dots. I had to be dot, remember Baba dot, and give full stop. Because that will help me to have powerful yoga experience of Baba. All relationship with Baba. Because unless I have experience of all relationship with Baba, what happens? Usually, we have been used to take support from Laukik relations. And that's why we need to have real deep experience of all relationship with Baba. Then we can take support from Baba. Otherwise, we are dependent on human relations. Then we should check our chart every night. Like Brahma Baba used to do, no? Think, okay, I'm king. These sense organs are my ministers. So he used to have that quote every night with himself. And check whether the mind, intellect, sanskar, sense organs have been obedient or not. Have they played any mischief? Because sometimes we are so much controlled by Maya and we forget that we have been ruled by Maya. So rather than being ruler, we get ruled by our old personality, mind and sense organs. So have the royal court every night. And we should be karma yogi, because if we are doing karma yoga, doing karma or activities in Baba's remembrance, naturally we won't be performing sinful karma. Otherwise it is likely that we are doing great job, but then there is I and my comes in that way. But if we are karma yogi, Baba will touch our intellect, what is right, what is wrong, what to do, what not to do, etc. And I should have a flying stage. When we are double light, it's easy to fly. If we are free from bondage, then only we can fly. If we have bondage, we are pulled down and we can't be flying. And if we are flying, the obstacles do not really stop our efforts. And my state should be very balanced. Just as Baba was very balanced. That is, child and master, looking after body as well as spiritually, very active. Neither neglecting body nor neglecting soul. Being loving and detached. Being sweet as well as strict. Being economical as well as generous. Being a child as well as master. So balance of opposite qualities. And for that, we need to have the power to discern. More our line of intellect is clean and clear, we are able to discern and decide. So as we go closer to our stage of perfection, we will be content. Content with ourselves, with others, also we'll give contentment, keep them happy, and naturally Baba also will be happy with me. So we need all different powers to reach that stage. We can't reach that stage without different powers. Because we should be able to face situation. As well as we should be able to accommodate weaknesses of others. We need to control our mind and sense organs. So controlling power. Power to pack up our thoughts. Not let the thoughts to wander around everywhere, but we should be able to pack up. So even when the body is sick, that is, we are going through karma, karmic account of suffering, what we have to see is we remain in a bodiless stage. So that my intellect is not pulled by my body. Baba always says, change karmic suffering into karma yoga. So maintaining that yogi stage, so that I am not pulled. So I had to clear all my karmic account through seed stage. Not just churning jhana or having conversation with Baba, but until we have seed stage, we won't become Master Almighty, or we will not be able to clear, absolve our past vikarma, sinful karma. So when we are reaching near that stage, then people will have vision of our future deity stage. Or sometimes they may have vision of soul, because we are bodiless. So my stage will give them that vision. Now many times when we are leading meditation, people say, oh, your body disappeared, your face disappeared, I saw just light. Or sometimes they say, oh, I had vision of Lakshmi Narayan or deity or Buddha or Christ or Muhammad or something. So they will have vision of their special deity. So as we reach Bab Saman stage, naturally our thoughts, words, activities all will be like Brahma Baba. Not ordinary. Very divine and alaukic. So we have to practice to take support of the body. So coming to the body when we need to come, then go beyond body, material world. And that will help us to have open eyes but not see whatever is around. See but not see. And whoever we come in contact, we can remain detached like a lotus flower, pure and detached. Because that's what Baba says, stay in the family but remain like a lotus flower. So do all activities, but remain like a lotus flower. So we have to see that we are doing more and more mansa seva. Not just restricting to the service by words, giving yarn and courses and all, but being lighthouse and mighthouse. We are spreading such vibrations in the atmosphere and doing fast service, unlimited service. Because when we are giving speech, our service is limited. So don't limit ourselves to just giving jhana and leading yoga. But wherever we are, we should be spreading our powerful yoga vibrations. As much as we have powerful yoga, we will be able to be destroying obstacles. Because Kali Yuga, nobody can be free from obstacles. But obstacles should not stop our efforts. Obstacles should not reduce our speed. We keep on, just as the hurdle race, there are many obstacles. But the winner will cross the obstacles and still get number one. The same way, this life is like a hurdle race. So many obstacles. Health problem, wealth problem, relationship problem, natural calamities, problems, all problems will come. But we will be able to cross them, destroy them. And our power to discern will increase. So we'll be able to discern situation and people. And we will not be deceived by people's hypocrisy. Otherwise, people are one thing from outside, another from inside, no? They will speak one thing, do another thing, think third thing. So Baba says, no, and doing service through mind means maintain that bodiless stage and move around in the three worlds. You should be touring around three worlds. Anytime you want to go to subtle region, go to subtle region. As soon as you want to go to soul world, we should be able to give our mind order and go there. Not only that, but we can send the powerful vibrations, sakash, to our friends or relations in any country. So this is like a unlimited service through mind. So only thing we have to be careful is not allow ourselves to be dependent on human beings, material things. or service companion. Because sometimes we become dependent on our service companion. They should help me, then I can do. We should give cooperation. I can't do alone myself. But I need the support of my other Brahman companions. So, taking cooperation, giving cooperation is all right. But not be dependent. That we have to be very careful. We have to take main support from Baba. Receive all strength from Baba. And not rely on human beings or material things, no? Because sometimes you say, oh, I can go to service, but I need projector, I need PowerPoint presentation, I need tape recorder, CD player. So sometimes we become dependent on material things like pictures or all these instruments. So use that, no doubt. As Baba today also was saying, use the badge for service or take Lakshmi Narayan's picture. But not be dependent on them, that I can't do service without them. Because sometimes, some people say, I prefer to work with this soul because we can understand each other and cooperate with each other. I can't do service with this person or that person, and that person's sanskars are such, or service also. Some people say, I don't like this city or this country because the climate is like that, or people are like that, or the it's a hard work, land is not fertile, people are not so responding, so I don't want to go there. So sometimes we have so much choices, what I want to do, what I can do, what I can't do, etc. So whatever Baba says, I should be able to do. Because if I'm not able to do something, it means either bondage. This is my bondage. That I want to do, I would like to do, but I can't do because of this and this and that. So if somebody is giving all this reasoning, that is a maya. And that's where we have to see, we have to go beyond all excuses. Just rely on Baba. So more we rely on Baba, naturally Baba will help us. So that's where we have to take more support from Baba. And be more independent. So that's how we should keep our aim very clear and work towards that aim with Baba's direction. Okay, clear? Or anybody has any question? We've got 5 minutes if anybody has any question. Okay, then we will have meditation until 7:30.